So yesterday, welcome. Today's Daf is Daf Yuzayin. We're in the middle of the large Daf and Tes Lainim Abayis. Just as I mentioned a couple days ago, let me mention it again. We're in the planning stages, YU and the Shul, planning a Siyum to try to bring everybody together after Seder Moed. Yevamis starts on a Shabbos, so the following day, which is Sunday, May 6th, Lag BaOmer. We're trying to bring everybody together for a Siyum at YU. So if everybody who's interested can email kolelyomrishon@yu.edu. kolelyomrishon@yu.edu for that Sunday morning. And if we could have a shiur and be able to greet everybody bechvodam uva'atzmam and not just virtually, so that would be a great chizik for all of us. So everybody please try to email kolel, K-O-L-L-E-L, Yom Rishon, one word, at yu.edu. Okay, let's continue. So the last line we said yesterday was a somewhat difficult line. We have a line that David HaMelech says, Shira al mapalaso shel Shaul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. He says, you're singing Shira about David, about Shaul HaMelech. If you and him would have been switched, so then there would have been a lot of you that would have not made it. So it's difficult. If you look throughout Shmuel Aleph, the second half, David HaMelech has such covet for Shaul. So many times Shaul HaMelech is trying to kill David, assassination attempts, and David HaMelech has so many chances to kill him back, and he doesn't. They were hiding in the cave together, and by the cave by En Gedi, and there are a number of times David HaMelech has such covet, and even finally, when he finds out at the beginning of Shmuel Beis, when the Nara Maleki says that I killed him, and David HaMelech kills him, he has such covet. So David HaMelech is not taking Shira, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bedati Kechut Asaira, and he gets upset at David. If you look at the last page of the Chazon Ish on Aruch Chaim, the last page, page 516, he quotes our Gemara. He says, "Vade ha yedavin mitztar al mosel shel shol." David obviously was very upset. Pachas of the psukim, elo ha yesavur shechayiv gam lomar shira al chelak hashalva shehigi alav. But he thought this was the halacha. He thought that if he was saved, even though there was something negative about it, he thought he had to say Shira. And the Chazon Ish quotes the Gemara that we had way back in Brachas Daf Nun Tes, where it says, if somebody's father dies, but his father leaves him a big Yerusha, he leaves him $5 million. So what's the halacha? Meis avivu yosha b'tchila. B'tchila omer barach dayin ha'emes. Well, the basof omer barach atov ha'metiv. You got to make two brachas. You got to say atov dayin ha'emes and atov ha'metiv. Because there's different emotions. Different things happened here in this one event. So to hear, explains the Chazon Ish, that David HaMelech felt that there were two things going on here. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar lo Shoshaga Bazen. Hashem is saying, no, it's not comparable cases. Ein la'arev shum simcha mishim godel hatzara. No, we can't mix and match. Ben, a father, dies and leaves a big Yerusha. Okay, you can make two brachas. But here, the overpowering nature of the fact that Shaul HaMelech died and was killed, that really defines the whole event. There, in the Gemara Brachas, it's possible your father to die without leaving you a big Yerusha. So he left you up. So that shows that there's something extra. Masha Enki, when it comes to here, you know, he's Dafka Don, because then he's Dafka, his Shalva came because Shaul HaMelech was killed. So therefore, it was inappropriate. But Chazon Ish makes that comparison to the Gemara in Brachas. We also ended off yesterday by mentioning the Meiri in Harios and Dafyan Aleph, where the Meiri explains the whole discussion there about what all the Rishonim discuss in Sefer Shmuel, and that is, why were Bnei Yisrael inappropriate in their asking for a king? Isn't that a mitzvah saseh daraisa in Parsha Shoftim? So all the Rishonim have their view. What exactly Bnei Yisrael did wrong? Why did Shmuel get so upset? Why did Hashem get so upset that they requested a king? So the Meiri goes with the approach that there was nobody ra'ui from Shevet Yehuda yet, and really, Me'ikra did, they should have asked for a king, that's fine, but they shouldn't have asked before the time came. It wasn't an appropriate time. So the Meiri writes there, explaining this Gemara, if Shaul was in the right Shevet, or you were appointed and not in the right Shevet, then you would have been lost. Because somebody who's appointed is on a much more fragile position, so then somebody who is gets to be Yerusha. It's in the family already, so you have to be so careful. And therefore, David, don't think you're so great compared to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul had to be much more careful because the Malchus wasn't his, right? He was an aputropis, says the Meiri, on the Malchus. Malchus until it was gone. Again, and this is a major theme in the Rishonim. If was Shaul HaMelech supposed to lose the Malchus, he wasn't from Malchus based David, so why do we blame him? He got a Ruach Ra a number of times trying to kill David. That is discussions. We could have many discussions about the personality of Shaul HaMelech, who the Gemara here says, the last words we said were Meshuna B'maisav, which Rashi says Sada Gomor. Sada Gomor. Okay, let's continue. Kayotir, about 15 lines up. Third word. Kayotir B'davarata Omer. A couple of other times when we translate Kush, the Shaul is just called Kush, so now we also have a the word Kush and a number of other psukim. Odos Isha Kushis Asher Lakach, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, they spoke Lashon Hara about the Kushis woman that he took. V'chi Kushis Shema V'alo Sipora Shema. Her name was Sipora, not Kushis. El Makushis, Meshuna Ba'ora, Av Sipora, Meshuna Ba'maseh. Just like a Kushis is unusual in its skin, it has a dark skin, so to Sipora was unusual in her actions. Kayotzi V'davarata Omer, another pasig, Vayishma Evan Melech HaKushi. The servant Melech HaKushi heard, V'chikushi Shema Balot Tzidkiyahu Shema. Wasn't this about Tzidkiyahu? El Makushi, Meshuna Ba'oro, Av Tzidkiyahu, Meshuna Ba'maseh. So soon Tzidkiyahu. Finally, Kiyotzi B'davarat Omer, a fourth one, Halo B'nei Kushiyim Atem Li, B'nei Yisrael, you B'nei Yisrael act like Kushiyim to me, B'chi Kushim Shman V'halo Yisrael Shman. What do you mean, B'nei Yisrael? They're not Kushiyim, they're B'nei Yisrael. Elam HaKushi Meshunin Ba'oro, Af Yisrael Meshunin B'ma'asein Mikol Ha'umos. Just like a Kushi is Meshunin, so do Yisrael are Meshunin. The context of the pasuk is Musar. So the Yavetz in the back said this is in a negative. Just like Kushi is different, so do B'nai Yisrael. When we do bad, there's nobody worse than us. When we take Art Salam Elokim and use it negatively, there's no nation that can be more Akshanus and more Amkshe Orif than Am Yisrael. But of course, if you take this out of context of the Gemara, you can say this is a positive. Just like a Kushi is Meshuna, so too we are Meshuna B'maisav. We have amazing personality traits. So here quoted from the Chasam Sofer that maybe it's another pshat. Meshuna B'maisav, that sheyadua shetaryag mitzvahs kol Yisrael tzrichim l'kayim. Each of us have to fulfill all 613. Ach enam osen came b'derech achas v'kol echad darku shalom b'kach. Each one of us does the mitzvahs differently. We do it in our own way. Different mitzvahs mean different things to us. So we're meshune b'maaseihem, but we still have kavana achas b'libeinu. So meshune b'maisav, we're meshune dafkin our maisim because our hearts are all the same. We're kish echad b'lev echad, but we do things differently. That's we all daven and we all do the mitzvahs, but we just do it differently. So, but inside we're all the same. So that's dafkin meshune b'maisav and not inside.
The last puzzle is not really analogous to the use of b'nei kushim. It's not the same. It says kibbeh kushim.
Right. It says kibbeh kushim atemli b'nei Yisrael. So it's not using the word.
Right.
It's just a comparison. It's a comparison. Right, so it's a little different. Okay. Amr, that's the Haftorah for either Achrei Mos or Kedoshim. One of those two. B'nei Kushim Atamli. Kedoshim. That's the words we never read it. Right? That's the only one. That's if they're together, you read Achrei Mos. They're together, you read Achrei Mos. Okay. Amr, Shmuel Bar Achmedi, Amr Yonasan, Mai Dechsim, Nu'um David, talking about David HaMelech. A few more psukim. Nu'um David ben Yishai, Nu'um Agever Hukam Ol. These are the words of David ben Yishai, the words of the person that was Hukam Ol. Hukam Ol. What does that mean? Nu'um David ben Yishai Shehekim Ola Shel Tshuva. David ben Yishai brought up the status of Teshuva. David HaMelech was a great Baal Tshuva, right? Different, even the Mefarad, the Midrashim, compare him to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech has much difficulty admitting his faults. David HaMelech has no difficulty. David HaMelech also does Averis. But right when David HaMelech realizes, he says, Chatasi. That's it. He admits his fault. Midrashim also connect this to his Zayda, Yehuda. Yehuda had the ability to admit. So David HaMelech, Yarshin that Midah, able to admit his faults. So that's Hukam Ol of Tshuva. So in the Biuri Chasidus, L'shas, we haven't quoted this in a long time. Biuri Chasidus, he quotes here from one of the Rebbes. What does it mean that what's so great about his Tshuva? Is that David HaMelech did Tshuva Ila'a, not just Aziva Sachet, El Ashar Mizmar Al HaTshuva. He's talking, it's singing about his Tshuva. He's singing about your Tshuva. David Asa Tshuva, Ba'oso HaChesek V'Ratzon, Kishem Sha'asa Zos, Kasher Ba'al Ba'sheva. With the same Tshuka, with the same Taiva that he did the Aveir in the first place, he sung about his Tshuva. So he was so excited about doing Tshuva, as excited as he was about doing the Aveira. That's Hekim Osho Tshuva, that was the Galus of his Tshuva. Reminds me of a thought that we mentioned years ago, from the also from the Chasam Sofer. It's funny, on Yom Kippur, on the days before Yom Kippur, we say, actually, only on Yom Kippur, we say the Ashavnus, and we sing, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Ay, 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 ay. What are we singing? We're doing Vidui. What are we singing for? We love doing Ashavnu, Bagadnu. What are we singing Shalosh Shunas, we can sing. We sing in the middle of Vidui, says the Chasam Sofer. A Jew sings when he does a mitzvah. Doesn't matter what mitzvah. A Jew sings when he does a mitzvah. So with Shana Bagada, it was a mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah, a Jew sings when he does tshuva. So that's the David HaMelech, Hekem Oshel tshuva. He was singing when he was doing tshuva. Omer, okay, Vayter in the Pasuk. Omer, okay, Yisrael, Li Diber Tzu Yisrael. Moshel Ba'adam, Sadik Moshel Yiras Elokim. That's the Pasuk. Hashem is talking. I am Tzu Yisrael. I am the Rock of Israel. Moshel Ba'adam, Sadik Moshel Yiras Elokim. So by Ka'amar, what does that Pasuk mean? Amr Abai Avahu Hachi Ka'amar. This is what it means. Amr Elokei Yisrael Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. Hashem says, Ani Moshel Ba'adam. I rule over man. Me Moshel B. Who rules over me? Tzadik. Shani Gozer Gzeira Umevatzla. Hashem says, I rule over man, but it's Tzadik has the power to rule over me. This is the makar for the phrase, Tzadik Gozer Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Tzadik has the koach to be Mevatzla Gzeros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing the psukim, what does that mean? These are the names of David HaMelech's giborim, strong ones that sit. Micah Amar, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Hachi Gamar. Velos Shmos Kvuros of Shal David. These are the great Maisim of David. Yoshe B'Sheves, what does that mean? Yoshe B'Yeshiva, when he used to sit, Lohaya Yoshev Agabe Karbik Sassos. He didn't sit on pillows. Ella al gabi karka. He just sat on the ground. To call kama davi rabbi's ira hayi iri kayam. As long as his rebbe ira was alive, havi masu l'rabban al gabi karvik sasos. He ira sat on pillows. Ki havi noach nafshe. But when he died, havi masu davi l'rabbanan vavi yasav al gabi karka. David HaMelech did not go on pillows even after ira hayi iri died. Amrulei leisa marak karvik sasos. They said to him, "Why not? You're the rebbe. You could sit. You could have the comfortable chair." Lo kabla lei. He did not. He did not accept that to sit on the Karim Vixasos, but he used to sit on the ground along with the Talmidim. All the Rishonim here and back in Maseches Megillah discuss how does this Gemara fit with the Gemara we had in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara Megillah says, "Beferish, you're not allowed to do this." The Gemara says, "What's on the bottom of Chaf Aleph and Aleph?" Minayin l'rav shelo yeshiv agabi mita v'yishan al tamidu agabi karka shereh vato po amani badi. He shouldn't have his talmidim on the floor. What do you mean? All the talmidim are on the floor here. So is it only a question where the Rebbe is supposed to be? So there's a big discussion. I will just read you the Tosfos HaRash I brought from the Gemara in Megillah there. He says, V'yish lomar k'sha talmidim lomdim b'fnei harav lima shekorin pirita odin rav lios b'shav al talmidim. The first time the Rebbe teaches the students, so they can be shaveh b'shaveh. But in the second time, when the Talmidim are asking kashas, and the Rebbe really has to be on his toes, so then the Rebbe can stand up, Oz Yashav Rav Agabi Safsov, Al Talmidim Agabi Karka. The Rebbe has to be in more of a position of authority as he answers questions. So therefore, that's the Tosfos HaRash, that's what that Gemara is talking about. That he should be above them when he's answering their questions. Sorry? Why is that a Gvura? Maybe the Eid of Gibra Kovish is Yisro. That it's the fact that he's not holding himself above the others. Maybe that's why it's a gvura. Tach kamoni, the pasuk continues. Amar Rav, Amar Lagadosh Baruch Hu. Hol v'hil shpalta atzmacha, since you lowered yourself, tehei kamoni. That's tach kamoni. You shall be like me. Shani gozer gzera v'ata mevatla. You will have the power to be mevatel it. Rosh Hashali, and you could say, many of the Bali Musar say, David HaMelech had the power to be Mevatel, and he put that koach into Tehillim. Tehillim has kochos more than any other sefer in Tanakh. That's why we say Dafka Tehillim when we're Urbitzaris. Because Tanakh has kochos of magical kochos that David HaMelech put into it. Rosh Hashalishim, he is the Rosh Hashalishim, the head of the three, Tehei Rosh L'Shloshes Avos. He will be the head of the three Avos. What does Rashi say? Shehu Holech Lefneim La'olam Haba. He will go in front of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in Olam Haba. That's Rosh L'Shloshes Avos. It's pretty amazing. He'd go first in Olam Haba, in front of the Avos. The Ran doesn't say that. The Chlishe Ran here says, he means he's the Rosh of the Zera of the Shloshes Avos. He's the head of the offspring. Say there, he's being in front of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So that's Rosh L'Zera L'Shloshes Avos. Yeah?
More about who's in the bench?
Who's going to bench? Oh, so the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim, right. So we had, who's going to bench? Maybe everybody has a little pagam, right? A Yonah the Yoma. Avram Avinu had a Yishmael and Yisrael, and Yeshua didn't have a son. So Yaakov married two sisters, right? So maybe, so David HaMelech was the last one. He was the one that was going to bench. So maybe here, maybe that's an allusion to this Gemara. The Rosh Hashanah quotes a different Gemara here. It quotes a little more Mefurish. Where do you see that David HaMelech is first? He quotes a Gemara that we've used in teach us a Musarvart in the past. The Gemara is on Hedrin Kuvbeis. Kuvbeis of an Aleph all the way at the bottom. Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to get Yeravam ben Avot to do tshuva. He's trying to get Yeravam. So he says, Yeravam, come to Olam Haba. Come to Olam Haba with me. So Yeravam says, okay. But Kodesh Baruch Hu grabbed him. V'amalu chazar b'cha v'ani v'yata'u ben Yishai n'tayel b'Gan Eden. Me, you, and David, we'll go to Gan Eden together. So Amar lo. So Yeravam says, Mi Barosh. Who's walking first? Who's walking first? So Hashem says, Ben Yishai Barosh. Ben Yishai is walking first. Ihachi lo be'ina. Says, Yeravam, if so, I'm not coming. Power of Gaiva. You're going, you're taking a walk in Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're not walking ahead. You're not first in line. I don't want to come. I don't want to come. He's willing to give up everything. So Mi Barosh, Ben Yishai Barosh. It's exactly here. That's where the Rishash quotes that Gemara to maybe give Shah. Where do we see that David HaMelech is walking in the front of the Shloshes office? Okay. Who Adino Ha'etzni? The continuation of the pasuk describing David, he is Adino Haetzni. Where does that name come from? Kshaya Yoshev Osik Batorah Hayim Ma'adin Atzmo Kitalas. When he used to learn Torah, he was Ma'adin himself like a worm. What do you mean, like a worm? The Ian Yaakov says, just like a worm slithers all around the floor, tries to find food all over the place very quickly. David HaMelech, whenever he heard there's a shir, whenever he heard a word of Torah, he slithered around trying to get the Torah, trying to find it and drink up the Torah. But when he went out to war, he made himself hard like a wood. That's Adino Ha'etzni. Adin, when he learned Torah, Ha'etzni, hard like wood, when he went out to war. Al Shmona Meos Chalal B'Pam Achas, on 300 corpses at once. What does that mean? David HaMelech shot an arrow and 800 people died. And he was upset that he didn't get 1,000. There was only 800. Why? The siv, because the pasuk says to the tochacha, echa yirdof echad elef. One gets 1,000. So if one gets 1,000, so he was upset that he only got 800. I'm not going to deal with this now, but all the achronim ask, but isn't midah tova better than midah peranus? So midah peranus, the negative is 1 to 1,000. So midah tova should get even more. 1 to more than 1,000. Okay, not for now, but that's David HaMelech was just taking the pasuk kipshuto 1 to 1,000. What happened to my other 200? Yotza Basko v'yamra rak b'dvar Uriah Hachiti. Sorry, Uriah Hachiti is chait, the sin with Batsheva. That's the one that you lost your other 200 with. Okay, period. Am Rabbi Tadchel Bereid Rabbi Chia Ishkvar Ako. Am Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Am Rabbi Simlai V'Amila. Am Rabbi Tadchel Marav Huna. V'yamra la Am Rabbi Huna l'chudei. Okay, that was a gift because we were behind. Talmud, shenida lechvodo nidu yo nidui. As we said earlier, a Talmud that was menadev getting back to nidui. One more amud, then we get back to regular Hilchas Avelos. One more amud about excommunications. A Talmud that was menadev somebody else for his own kavod, nidu yo nidui, it sticks. He's allowed to do that, as we said yesterday. Titania, as we proved yesterday from the following brisa. Menuda l'Rav, menuda l'Talmid. If somebody's menuda to a Rebbe, he's automatically menuda to the Talmud. Menuda l'Talmid, ain't menuda l'Rav. But if somebody's menuda to the student, he's not menuda l'Rav. So l'Rav, who de'ena menuda, l'kuliyama menuda. It sounds like this brisa is saying that to the whole world, he is a nidui, but only to the Rebbe, he's not. So what kind of issue are we talking about? Lamai, what was this nidui in place for? Even Mila Dishmaya, if it was for something spiritual, Ruchni is, Ein Chachma, Ein Tfun, Ein Nitzel, Neger Hashem. So that if it was something Ruchni is, that this guy who got put into Chereb did something wrong, then it would be automatic to the Rebbe too. If it was a Chil Hashem, it would be limited to the Talmud. The Rebbe would also respect that Nidui. But it must be that it was personal, and therefore it only applies to the student, but not to the Rebbe. And that shows that a Talmud can be Menade Lichvodo. Amr of Yosef, Sorva Meir Abanan Avedina Lenashe, B'Most of the Psikole. A great rabbi is allowed to take the law into his own hands by something that he is Vadai sure about. Most of the Psikole. This is the line. The Rishonim here ask, isn't this true about everybody? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Again, you have to know how to apply this rule b'zman hazeh, but there's a halachah baba kama of it idish jidil nafshei. A person is always allowed to take the law into his own hands. Why a talmud chacham? Why just what's so unique about a talmud chacham? So the Ritva says maybe the chiddush is even a talmud chacham. You would think a talmud chacham has to be b'sheket and calm and not take things personally and not go. So you might think that he can't take the law into his own hands. Kamash Milan, that's the Chiddush, that even a Talmud Chacham can take the law into his own hands. The Nebuki Yosef has a different answer. He said, no, the Pshat is that he can take the law into his own hands and excommunicate somebody. That's the context of the Gemara. Not everybody can be menada somebody. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That he could go if somebody, if he has his rights, if he's vadai about what he's about his case, so that he's allowed to take the law to his own hands. But either way, it says it about a Talmud Chacham. So now we have some examples. Ahut serve Amir Rabbanan Davi Sanu Shamane. There was a Talmud Chacham that there was evil rumors about him. Sanu Shamane. And we will see that from the context that it's obvious that the rumors were about Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis, the Ritva says, he used to be misyachid with Pnuyos, he was misyachid with unmarried women. There was some negative PR for this Talmud Chacham, for a Talmud Chacham who was getting these rumors. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heichi Levid, what should we do? L'shamte, if we put him in Cheirim, Sichetzrich Le Rabbanan. The rabbis eat him, he's a Rebbe, he has Talmidim. So what are we supposed to do? So v'lola shamte, but if we don't put him in chayrim, kam mischul shema shema d'shmaya, tachil Hashem. This guy, all these terrible rumors about him, and it must not be just stama rumor that one person starts. Obviously, something substantive here about these. There's different levels of rumors in halacha. This is a serious shmuos. So we can't do nothing because it's tachil Hashem. So amale the Rav Chana midi shamil chabaha. So this Rav Chana, you ever hear anything about this kind of situation? What we're supposed to do? Amar Lei Hachi Amar Beochan is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Famous line: My Dechzivski Sivsekon Yishbru Das B'Tori Yivakshmi Piu. What is the pasuk mean in Malachi that the lips of a kohen guard das and Torah you shall ask from his mouth? Ki Malach Hashem Savakosu Kiho. He is a Malach Hashem. So the drasha is Im Domar Rav Malach Hashem Yivakshu Torah Bipiv. If a Rav is pure like a Malach Hashem, then go ask him Torah. Go ask him kashas. V'yimlav, if there's a Talmud Chacham who is not pure, he's a balavera. Doesn't matter how much Torah he knows. Al yivakshu Torah mipiv. Don't go ask him kashas. He's something obviously wrong with him, and therefore that's what Rabbi Rechada says. So what they do? Shamti Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda put him in chayim. Yehuda ben Afemi hears that. He says, okay, I don't care if the rabbis need him. We're not allowed to go ask him questions. Shamti Rabbi Yehuda. Again, there's a lot of the Bali Musar talk about this line. What does this mean? If a rabbi is like a Malach Hashem, any of us ever see a Malach? How do we know what a Malach looks like? If he's like a Malach Hashem, how do we know what a Malach Hashem looks like? So you see some people that you would think are like a Malach Hashem, but we don't know for sure. So I've got a number of pshatim given. I saw one from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Rebbe Nachman, I should say, Harav Tzorach Leo Shtei Bechinos. A Rav has to be a Rav in two aspects. He has to be like a Malach and he has to be like Hashem. He has to be like a Malach. Ha'osek Batorah Hu Kamalach. Malach means Torah. He's on a shlichus of Hashem, and our shlichus in life is to learn as much Torah as we can. That's like a Malach. But we also be like a Kaddish Baruch, like the Gemara says, Mahu Gomel Chasadim, Mahu Rofei Cholim, Mahu Kover Mason. Right? All those, Mahu Racham, Avatar Racham, in Midos and in actions. So be like Hashem and like a Malach. A Malach in Torah, like Hashem in Midos. That's what the Rabbi Nachman says. So also, in the Birei Adaf, he quotes here, Dafka, from the Yismach Moshe, says, Dafka, Torah Yivakshu Mipihu. What's Dafka Mipihu? Sometimes you hear a great vart from a Rebbe. It's like, wow, it's amazing. So you have to go and hear, let's say you know the Rav's giving that shir. The same shir you heard this year on tape. You heard from him. You have to go, mamish, hear it from his mouth. So generally not. But if he's a Malach Hashem, Yivakshu Torah Mipihu. If he's such a Talmud Chacham that he has such a reputation, he's a Malach Hashem, he's so pure, then go hear it from his mouth. Go hear him, Mipiyu. You have such a, you can learn from hearing it from his mouth, seeing him give a shir. Says that's Torah Yivakshu Mipiyu. Just one final thought in the Margolis Hashas, he quotes from the Kleisenberger. Kleisenberger, that the Kleisenberger would never open up a sefer unless he knew who wrote it. If he knew exactly the person who wrote it, he looked at the daf page and he says, if he didn't know who wrote it, he says, Torah Yivakshu, I don't know if he's a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. I don't know if I'm allowed to learn this sefer. Sefer only says Halisa Kpeda Gedola Eitzel Tzadikei Emes Shlo Ayin BeSefer Ache Badku VeYadu SheMechaber HaYish Kadosh VeTahar UPrakish Shetvarim Nogim LaHalacha Kolshke Divrei Musar. Says based on Torah Yavakshu Epiu. Okay, judging by the author, get summary shown him. The Chizkuni writes in his Hagdama to his commentary at Chumash. I'm not quoting anybody. I'm just saying the idea. You have to judge the idea for what the idea is. That's a little different. He says, you know, people judge the idea based on who says it. No! Judge the idea. Does it have credibility? Does it have MS nature to it? Again, but based on this line, Kleiserberger thought one should be careful about it. Okay, so they hear this. So they put this person in the Chayrim. Shabti Rav Yehuda. Lasof Ichlish, Rav Yehuda, later on, in life, Rav Yehuda got sick. Asura Banal Shulibei, Vasi Yunami Vadayu. So the rabbis came to visit Rabbi Yehuda. Included in them was this rabbi that he had put in Chayrim because of this, the rumors. Kav Chazye, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw him Chayich, he laughed. He just started laughing when he saw this guy. So Amar Lei, Lo Bistayach, Lashamse, Lo Gavra, Elachuchin, Ami Chayich, me. You don't only excommunicate me, you laugh at me. You make fun of me. Amar Lei, Labadidach, Bachichna. No, I'm not laughing at you. Eladachi Azilna, Lahu Alma. But no, I'm just saying when I think soon, I come to the Olam Emes. But Icha Datoya, I'm calm. My nefesh is calm. Dafila Gavra Kavasik, Lo Chanifali. Because I know that I wasn't machnif. I didn't go and try to flatter even you. That's why I'm laughing. Because I'm happy with myself. I'm not laughing at you, I'm just laughing. I'm feeling good about myself. Noach Nafshi Derav, meaning, what do you see from this story also? That he had no personal animosity to this person. This person was, did a chil Hashem, he did was a balavera, you know, personal animosity to him. And if he wasn't laughing at him, he was just laughing because he was happy about what he did. Aslabe, so what happened? Noach Nafshi Derav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda dies, Aslabe Badrusha. So the guy kept to the base Badrush, Amalahu, Sharali, okay? Rav Yehuda's gone, can you please undo my nidui? Amale Rabbanan. There's nobody as great as Rav Yehuda here. And you need somebody on par with the excommunicator in order to undo it. Go to Rav Yehuda Nasi. He's the one that will be able to do it. He goes in front of him. Rav Yehuda Nasiya. So he goes. Rav Yehuda Nasiya tells his assistant, Rabbi Ami, go be ma'ayin in this case. Figure out if he deserves to be undone. So Shari, figure it out. So Ayin Rabbi Bedine, so he does. So he realizes that he's been in Nidui enough time, it's time to let him out. So he's about to be mat to the Nidui, and all of a sudden, Amar Rav Shulman Achmeni al Raglav, Rav Shulman Achmeni stands up, Yamar, and says, Uma Shivcha shall base Rabbi, Lo Nagacham Kalas Rosh Beniduya, Shalosh Shanim. The Shivcha of the house of Rabbi put somebody in Nidui for 3 years. The rabbis didn't touch that Nidui. So Yehuda Chavirin Alachaska Vakama, so Rabbi Yehuda's Nidui. We're going to be Makel on. Can't be Makel so quickly. So therefore, Rav Shmuel Nachmani says you can't do it. Omer Bzeira, Maita Kamand, also in the High Saba, Bein Medrasha. What is this rabbi doing in our base Medrash? He's never here. Punk today he comes and makes that statement. He never comes to our base medrash. It must have been siyata d'shmaya that this rabbi walked into our base medrash today and said this. So it must be that I'm not supposed to be mat to this nidui lo sharalei. So he wasn't mat to the nidui. Period. What's the pshat that Rav Shmuel Nachmani was never in the base medrash? So the Maariv Chayes is a beautiful ha'ara. He says throughout Shas you never find halachas from Rav Shmuel Nachmani. He's always agada. He's always telling you agadata. When do you find a halachas? Maariv Chayes describes, based on Yerushalmis, that there were two types of Batei Medrash in the times of the Gemara. There were Batei Medrash la'agada and Batei Medrash la'halacha. Two types of Batei Medrash. Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeni was always in the agada-based Medrash. He was always told stories and agadas and musters. Punk, he walked into the base Medrash for halacha today. What's he doing here? He says, that's why they said, what's he doing here? It must have been Siyata Tishmaya. Because he was an agadic rabbi. He wasn't the... I guess they had two people give the Shabbos like all the drasha. The halachic part of it and the agada part of it, two different sources from the base medrash. But that's the Maariv Chayes. So there were two types of batei medrash in the times of the Gemara. So Nafak, so the guy who was excommunicated leaves, very upset. Kika Bachi va'azil, as he was going out and crying, Asal Zibura v'tarkei ha'amsa. A bee comes and bites him, a'amsa, which Tosas describes as mida keneged mida. He was bitten in the place on his body where he was had rumors that he used improperly. V'shachiv, and he dies. Ailu l'mar said the chassidim v'lo kiblua. So what happens? He dies. So we're going to bury him. So they start bringing him to the cave of the chassidim. V'lo kiblua, and they didn't accept him. What do you mean? There was a snake, Rashi says, at the door of the cave, not letting him in. Why were they trying to put him into the cave of chassidim? Right, we just had yesterday that if somebody's a nidu, you put a stone on his kever to show that he's as stubborn as a stone. So he said, what are they putting in? So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says they thought he was a Baal Shuva. As we'll see in a minute, it was something good that he did. They thought, about Baal Shuva, and Makam Shabali Shuva Omdin, Sadikun Gemurah Minim Yichon La Mocham. So they thought he was a Baal Shuva. So, but he wasn't that good of a Baal Shuva. So Ailu Alamar said the Daini, so they brought him into the Ma'ara of the Dayanim, which Rashi quotes is a lower level. The Rashi Bezdin are a lower level than the Hasidim. The Ritva says, no, it doesn't mean Dayanim, it means Nidonim, those who were judged. Not that of Bezdin, the Kibluah, and they accepted him. My time, why they accept him? Pashas, exactly what, unclear what this line means, we'll go with Rashi. Why they accept him in the end? My time, Adavak Rabbi Eloi, because he wasn't so bad, he did like Rabbi Eloi said. The Tanya Rabbi Eloi Omer, Imroa Adam Shisra Miskabra Olav, if somebody sees that his Yetzer Hara is getting the better of him, Yelech Lamakam Shein Makirin Oso, he should go to a place where he is unknown, V'yilba Shchorim, he should wear black, V'yisatif Shchorim, and put on black also, V'yasem Hashilibo Chafetz, and then do what his heart wants, V'ayachal Shem Shemayim B'farhesya. And Dobi Machal Shem Shemayim. What exactly does this line mean? So Rashi in the first pshat takes a kipshuto. If you feel that you're about to do an Aveira, so, and you're not going to be able to control yourself, at least go somewhere where nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows you're a Ben Torah. And therefore, if you do the Aveira, at least you just do the Aveira. You don't be Machal Shem Shemayim. Chol Hashem. Why should you do both? So that's what the Gemara is giving an Eitzah. You feel like you can't control yourself, at least go somewhere where nobody's going to recognize you, and then do it. Tosfos says, Chas v'shalom, the Gemara is going to tell you how to do an Avera? Chas v'shalom, says Tosfos. So the other pshat given is that no, if you feel like you're doing an Avera, go to these places so that'll prevent you from doing an Avera. If you put on black and nobody knows you, and you don't think of yourself as a chasha person, that'll prevent you from doing an Avera. That's the that's Tosfos and that's Rabbeinu Chananah. But again, either one, this person did whatever the proper thing was. Either he went somewhere to do the Avera, it wasn't Mechal Shem Shemayim, or he didn't do the Avera in the first place. I saw the Ben Yehoyada has a different shot. He says he should go somewhere V'yaseh Mashalibo Chafetz. He doesn't quote it, but he's quoting the idea from the Rambam Menachos Gerishin in Beis Chaf. The Rambam writes there, if somebody's supposed to give a get, then he doesn't want to give a get, so Bez is allowed to beat him up in certain limited cases, and even though he's beating him up, that's not called a forced get, a get me'useh. Why? Because really, deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's just his Yetzirah is being ma'anes him, not letting him do the right thing. Therefore, once we remove the ones, then he says what he wants. Kofeno, that's called kofeno so, ad sheyomer rotzani. Force him until he says, I want to. So Ben Yehoyada says a similar idea here. He says, go into that other place, and then he'll be able, v'yaseh mashalibo chafetz. Then he'll be able to really do what his heart wants. Because deep down, his heart wants to do the right thing. So similar to like what Tosfos says, not mashalibo chafetz bi'aveira. Mashalibo chafetz that he'll be able to do what his heart really wants. Because he'll then be in the place with his be less yetzaharas, and he'll be able to conquer his taivas there. Period. So now, it came up, Derech Agav, now the Gemara describes it. Shivcha Shabbos Rabbi Mahi, what's the story that they refer to that the Shivcha of the house of Rebbe put somebody in Cherim? The Amsa, the Bei Rebbe, Chazis Elohu Gavr, the Kamach, Hilu Beno Gadol. One time, the Amsa of Bei Rebbe saw a person hitting his older son, his grown son. Amri Levi, Hahu Gavr B'Shamta. That person should be in excommunication. Dikka Avar Mishum Lefne Eivir Lo Sitin Mechshol. What's going to happen if you hit your grown son? It's going to hit you back. It's a daraisa, chiyu misa, if you hit your father. So he says that you're being violent in lifnei iver. What are you hitting him for? Detanya, lifnei iver, lifnei mikshol, b'makav, lifnei gadol, chazam medaber. That's the story with the Amsa de Bei Rebbe. Two points here. What age son are we talking about here? What age son are we talking about? He says, b'no agadol. So does gadol mean gadol? So the Raman Yaradeya writes, 22 or 24 years old. That's what it's talking about. That's somebody who could really hit back. Right, 22, that's already somebody. But that's what the Rama writes. But the Ritva here quotes, depends on the child. Depends on the child. There are some children, says the Ritva, even before age 13, you know, you got to watch out. So he says, the Ritva says, Tali on, I'll call it Lefi Yeled V'Yeled, every father has to know and not put their son into a position that it'll be tough for them. Obviously, we have to discipline our children. But there's discipline and there's discipline. We have to make sure to do it in a way that is appropriate. This Gemara, these two lines of Gemara are very important. You read this Gemara like, okay, let's go to the next line. The Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi, one of the early acronym, has the following suffix. By Lifnei Iver, we've touched on this before. Let's say I try to make somebody do an Aveira, but they don't do it in the end. Do I still violate Lifnei Iver? I give a kos of yayin to a nazir, but then he decides not to drink it. Did I violate Lifnei Iver? Not 100% clear. But the Yad Malachi says there are two Gemaras in Shas which seem to contradict each other. One Gemara is Gemara in Moikat and Yud Zayin. Right? Moikat and Yud Zayin. Because what does this Gemara say? She says, she sees somebody hitting the sun, and what does she say? This guy should be excommunicated. Dika'avar. Because he is violating present tense. Lifne'iver. What do you mean? The sun didn't hit back yet. Haraya, says the Yad Malachi, that even if the guy doesn't do the Aveira later on. That's one. The other Gemara, though, is Kiddush Lamed Beis. Kiddush Lamed Beis that says that there was a father that was ripping up his son's favorite t-shirt in front of him. Right? It's my favorite garment. So the Gemara says, how could you do that? Dilma Rasach. Maybe he's going to get angry, and then you'll violate Lifnei Iver. So that Gemara seems to say you have to wait till the Aveira is done. Not that it's done, not that you violate immediately. There are different Gemaras. This relates to whether Lifnei Iver is a Isser Klali, Isser Prati. We discussed in the past, but that's what's mashma from this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Reish Lakish Havi Mintar Pardisa. We started in the middle of the previous Amud, so it's really, you know, don't blame me for today again. Reish Lakish Havi Mintar, we'll catch up, don't worry. Reish Lakish Havi Mintar Pardisa Asahu Gavra Vekachal Te'ene. Reish Lakish was once guarding an orchard, and somebody came in and started eating the dates. So Roman Bey called Vlashkechbe. Reish Lakish says, stop it! He was guarding this vineyard, stop eating the dates! The guy didn't listen. Amr Levi Hu Gavra Beshamta. So Reish Lakish says, Mister, you're in Chayrim. So the guy said, hey, no, you're in a cherub. That sounds like our children. Right? That sounds like something that would happen in our house. The guy says, what do you mean? So I stole. So I deserve to be put in a cherub? So I owe you money. What are you putting me in a cherub for? So the guy comes to the base. Reish Lakish comes to the base medrash. Reish Lakish, he's right. Your what you said is not nidui. What he said is a correct nidui. Shelo eina shelcha is not a nidui, but shelo is a nidui. Tosas describes what was Reish Lakish's mistake. Reish Lakish in Tosas Yirmaschol nidui. Even though we do put a nidui for Mammon, but maybe you should have called him to Besdin first. You should have given him a second chance. Maybe that was a place that they used to take and then pay afterwards. So Reish Lakish was inappropriate in being so quick to put a nidui. I didn't see anybody make the Ha'arab. I don't know if this has to do with Reish Lakish's background. Right? He used to be a gangster, so maybe that had to do with the fact that he was very medaktik and this issue, emotionally attached to this type of issue of Geneva. So, Maitakante, so what does... So, Reish Lakish says, how do I get out of this? So, Zilagabe, Delishrilach, go find him and he'll be matred for you. So, they have no idea who he is. Amrule, Zilagabe, Nasiya, Delishrilach, go to the Nasi, he'll be matred for you. Tatanya, Nidu, Beniyadim, Nidu, Yilach, so Nasi, Vyatalon, Nidu, yo, go to the Nasi, and he'll be able to be matred your neder. Period. Amrafuna, Bushishkinu, Avbezdin, Jasarchi, Menadonosa. If the Avbezdin does an Aveira that requires nidui, that we don't put him in nidui, Elo omrlo he kaved v'shei b'veisecha. He kaved, Rashi goes tub shatim, either it means keep your kaved, or be heavy, and don't move, and go sit in your house. Meaning we're not manad to him, but we tell him to take a break. Chazar v'sarach manad rosa. But once he does it a second time, then we put him in nidui, mipnei chil Hashem, because of the chil Hashem aspects. Upliga the Reish Lakish, and this argues on Reish Lakish, who says we never do. Tam Reish Lakish, tamen chachem shesarach ein manad rosa b'far hesya. But Tabar Chacham does an Aveira, we never are manad to him in public, because it's a bizayin HaTorah. Shenemar v'kashalta hayom, the kashal gam navi himcha, laila. Kisuhu kalaila. Cover it up like nighttime. Again, Tabar Chacham, we had before, it has to be like a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. But to do something before Hesya, that it's a bizayin HaTorah, we try not to do. Marzutra, chasid, ki mechayiv sefer mirabban shamta. Marzutra, the chasid, whenever a rabbi was chayiv to be put in nidui, shamta bereish mashmas nafshei v'hadim mashmas l'didei. He first put himself in chayrim, and then he would be put somebody else in chayrim. Right, Rashi says because he was upset that he was going to have to do it. Tosfos talks about the tsar, he was upset that he was going to have to put another rav in chayrim, so he put himself in chayrim first. And when he came home that night, then he'd be matir his own chayrim, and then he'd be matir his friend's chayrim. Imo anochi b'tzara. Amar of Gidal, Amar Rav, Tam Chacham nadu l'atzmo, eifel l'atzmo. A Tam Chacham could put himself in chayrim and take himself out of chayrim. Amar of Papa, Tesili de l'shamti shemiti tzirva mirabana me'olam. Rav Papa says, Magi ali, because I never put somebody in chayrim. Ela ki kamachayiv tzirva mirabana and shamta, hechi avid, but when somebody is chayiv One of the rabbis, Achayef Shamta, what do you do? Kichachta ma'arava mimnu anegida, the tzurvim me'rabanan, v'lo mimnu ashmaisa. Because in Eretz Yisrael, when they used to vote about punishments for rabbis, they used to vote to whip them instead of putting him in chayrim. Because Malchus, okay, that's momentary pain, but that's it. But Shamta is something that lasts, and therefore they voted against that. My Shamta, where does the word Shamta come from? The etymology. Amarav shame misa. It's a type of death when you have this excommunication on you. Ushmuel amar shemama yehei, you will be desolate. Umahan yebei kitichil betanura. And it's like the fat that you wipe on the inside of the oven. Rashi explains that no matter how clean you get your oven, you can usually feel a little grease still on it. Right? Even after everything. So too with a shot, even after something's excommunicated, it never goes away. People always remember this guy was in Chayr. Upliga the Reish Lakish, and that's against Reish Lakish, who says it does go away. The Amar Reish Lakish, Kishem Shenechneses B'Masayim V'Arbom U'Shmona Evarim, just like a Shamta goes into all 248 Evarim, Kach Shiyotza Yotza B'Masayim V'Arbom V'Shmona Evarim. So too it goes out with the 248 Evarim. When it goes in, how do you know? Because it says, V'Haiso Ha'ir Cheirem, by Yericho. Yeshua made Yericho into a Cheirem. So it says the whole city was a Cheirem. That's a Cheirem going in. Cheirem Gematria. Cheirem is 248 Gematria. And so took Shiyosa, when a Cheirem leaves, Tachsev Baroges Rachim Tizkar. A pasuk that we forgot about because we don't say Tachnun this month. So Baroges Rachim Tizkar, that pasuk from Tachnun. In anger, Hashem has Rachmanis on us. Rachim begamash yachiyavi. Rachim is the same word, just switch around the letters. That also is 248. When Hashem has Rachmanis and the Shamta leaves, so then also it leaves totally. Amar Rav Yosef, Shadi Shamsa Agnufsa de Kalba v'ihi dida avda. A Shamta, an excommunication, is so powerful. If you throw it on the tail of a dog, you'll see that it does its thing. There was one time there was a dog that was eating the shoes of the rabbis. But they didn't know who was destroying their shoes. They used to go and find their shoes all chewed up. They didn't know who was doing it. Maybe they thought it was somebody else. And they put, whoever's chewing up these shoes, you know, it was in Chayrim. All of a sudden they see a dog running around with his tail on fire. And then the tail burns up. I guess that was the culprit. Okay. Hahu Alma, there was a certain strong man, an Elaim, that was bothering one of the Rabbanan. Also, the Kamei Rav Yosef, Amalei Zil Shamte. Rav Yosef says, okay, put him in Chayrim. Amalei Mizafina Minei, I'm scared of him. I can't put him in Chayrim. Amalei Shkeli Pischa Psicha Alei. So don't say it, just write it down. So Kol Shkeli Mizafina Minei, so I'm scared he's going to find it. Amalei Shakli Achti Bakada, write it down, put it in a Kli Cheres, in a jar, the Achti Bikivre, and bury it in the cemetery, the Kari Be Alfa Shipuri Barban Yomin, and blow shofar for 40 days. Blow 1,000 shofars for 40 days. Ozil Avin Hachi, he did it. Pakakada, the glass jar broke. Umes Mis Alma, and the guy died. The guy died, so you see the Shamta worked. Mashi Puri, why do you blow shofar by a Shamta? Shinifran Mimenu, because you get paid from him. Nifran, he gets paid in kind. My Tavra, what is Tavra? Rashi explains, why do you blow shvarims, broken sounds? Amr Bisla Breder of Yehuda, Tavri Bati Rame. The high houses, symbolizing people, are broken. Detanya, Amr Shimon Gamliel, Chamakav Jasa Chachamim Meneyem, Omisa O Oni. Any place where the rabbis put their eyes, either brought death or Oni or poverty. Period. Okay, back to our Mishnah we had back on Daf Yud Gimel. Three more minutes. So a Nazir and Mitzora are allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed when they go from their Tumah to their Tahara. There is a machlokas we show him on the Mishnah, if I'm not going to mention this on Shabbos. Is the word Mitzumaso L'Taharaso also referring to Nazir or just to Mitzora? Rashi on the Mishnah says that Nazir, what's the case in the Mishnah? When a Nazir became Tameh, and his Yemei Tumah finish on Chol HaMoed, then when he becomes Tahar on Chol HaMoed, he has to shave also to start his Naziris again. Rashi could have said, the other Rishonim, the Ran says, no, it's Pashas. The Naziris ended. After the Naziris ends, you have to shave also. You have to throw your hair under the Mizbeach. So it's Machlokas, exactly what the Mishnah was talking about, what type of Nazir. But a Mitzora, we know, a Mitzora that becomes Tahar. So by Menir, Birmir, Mir, Bzeira. Bishlohai Lempnai, Odilma, Af, Bishlohai Lempnai. What happens if a Nazir or a Mitzora became Tahar right before Yantif? They had time to get a haircut, they just didn't. So did they still have the heter, or is it only if they didn't have time, they became tar on Yontif? So Amalei Tanina, we learned it already. Kol Elu She'amru Mutar L'Galech L'Moed. We have a brisa that says, all of these people who are allowed to get a haircut on a chalamoid, b'shalohay lehem p'nai. That's only if they didn't have time, b'vohay l'p'nai asurin. But if all these people, they got out of jail, all those other people, if they had time before Yantif, they're usher to get a haircut on Yantif. But, nazir u'mitzora, but nazir u'mitzora, b'shalohay lehem p'nai mutarim. But nazir u'mitzora are different. Even if they had time beforehand, they're still allowed to get a haircut on chalamoid, shelo yishu karbonosehem. Because they have to cut their hair before they bring their karbonos. And if we don't allow them, then their kabbanas are going to be delayed. So we'll allow them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even if they had time beforehand, so that they don't delay their kabbanas. Period. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Again, there will be a short daf at some point that we'll be able to catch up in. But the rest of the Amud is not so, won't take us that much time. Okay. Today's Shia was sponsored by the Klein family. Zech Nishmas. Peretz Ben Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman? Okay.